I'm Kelsey, and it's time for the Mental Health Minute, because life isn't perfect, in fact, far from it, but a little help can make all the difference, which is why we're joined by Emily McConville from Mental Health and Recovery for Licking in Knox Counties about the holidays and all of those stressors that come with it. Emily, what are some practical ways for people to combat some of that stress and expectation that comes with the holidays?
Yeah, Kelsey, the holidays have a way of magnifying everything. Our joy, sure, but also our stress, our guilt, and all the expectations that get piled on us like a plate that's already too full. That's why setting healthy boundaries this time of year isn't selfish. It's survival. And it's one of the kindest things you can do for yourself and the people you love. A boundary can be as simple as this. I'm not able to attend every event this year. I'm choosing the ones that matter most. Or I can come for dinner, but I'll need to leave by 8. Short, respectful, and honest. It sounds small, but it changes everything. I talked with someone recently who always felt obligated to host her entire extended family every year. She was exhausted, burnout, and honestly starting to dread the season she used to love. Last year, she finally said, I'll host, but it will be a potluck. I'm only making the main dish. You know what happened? People showed up with food and with gratitude and with a whole lot more understanding than she expected. The day felt lighter. She actually enjoyed it again. Or think about the dad who told his siblings, we're keeping Christmas morning just for our little family. We'll come by later in the afternoon. Was it met with confusion at first? Sure, but it protected something sacred, slow, quiet time with his kids. Now, everyone looks forward to that new rhythm. Boundaries aren't walls. They're doors you get to open and close intentionally. They sound like, I'm not drinking this year, but thank you. I won't discuss politics today. I can help, but only with this part, not the whole thing. I won't participate in conversations that make me uncomfortable. Or even, I love you, but I'm not available for that right now. And here's the heart of it. Boundaries keep resentment from building and burnout from swallowing us whole. They make holidays more meaningful, not less. When you give permission to pause, to say no, to rest, to protect the moments that matter, you show up with more presence, not pressure. So this season, check in with yourself. What do you need? What keeps you grounded? What traditions actually bring joy and which ones drain it? Name it. Communicate it. Hold it with compassion and clarity. Because healthy boundaries don't push people away. They make room for you to stay whole. And that's the gift everyone deserves, especially you.